But I'll say it again, Happy New Year. Renew is our title of our lesson this morning. There are all kinds of things to renew. According to, on Google, you'll see some pictures that I just grabbed from people, different things on our lesson this morning. I was way overdue on going to the eye doctor and getting my eyes checked. I wear contacts and I have glasses, astigmatism, so I can see up close. I need to see them far away. Been a while, over a year, they kept pinging me, sending me text messages and all that. I knew it was a reminder, so I didn't believe them. I finally went to the eye doctor last week and he said, why don't you try some new contact lenses? We've tried this three or four times throughout the tenure of me wearing contacts, and each time I go back to the same ones. But these had bifocals in them, so I don't have to wear the reader glasses, you know, just the regular drugstore readers. So I can read close. I'll try that. I got readers laying all over the place, out in the shop or in the truck. They're on the counter. I won't ask my wife, she'll tell me where all that. But anyways, I got them on my computer at work. They're all over the place because they're an economical help for me to read. So I put those contacts, and he says, you know, it takes a while for your brain to get used to these contacts. This is eye doctor something. He's telling me about how my brain works. Thank you, eye doctor. So I put the contacts in on New Year's Day, and it wasn't too bad, you know. I mean, getting used to it a little bit, I didn't have to have the readers. So I thought, okay, these aren't too bad. I can feel them. They're thicker than the ones that are normally on my eyes and on my eyes right now. So I decided to run to work the day after New Year's. And it's a good thing I had some stuff in my, it wasn't, and they make stuff that you put in your eyes for tears, artificial tears that are called Renew. I didn't have any of that, but I had some stuff that was like that, but it wasn't called Renew. And I had to put eye drops. My eyes got fuzzy. Felt like I, you know, first day that's okay. Second day, I had to continue to put almost every hour eye drops in my eyes because they dried my eyes out. I had to renew my eyes with those eye drops because things got fuzzy. Well, in our lives sometimes, spiritually wise, we need to have our hearts renewed. God's Word has all different kinds of ways that we'll look at this morning to renew your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. And I ask us to embrace that concept of being renewed because how many of us say same old same? Right? Okay? Or a lot of times people say, well, I'm living a dream. Instead of renewing your life and renewing your heart, your spirit, you're living a dream. I mean, your dream is like a nightmare. You got some bad dreams, okay, when people tell me that. That's the first thing I think of. But when we think of renewing our hearts, our passage this morning, it talks about to renew our commitment to following Jesus and remembering that we've received God's holy word. We're called to renew not only us, but us around us. Do you ever think about that? I'm coming to worship service to be renewed. Now, what about I'm coming to worship service to help my brothers and sisters be renewed? Or to help a stranger be renewed unto God? Because the word of the Lord is sounding forth, and we're to be examples, and we have turned to God. All of us in our lives at one point in time have turned to God for renewal of our heart and our mind. I don't know about you, but when I put the eye drops in my eyes, I can see clearly right again. I want to renew that 57 Chevy sitting in my garage, but I'm not going to be able to put eye drops on it and poof, I got the 57 Chevy that I want. And it's the same way with renewing our hearts. Even though we know God's word promises us to be clean from sin, there's things in our minds and our hearts that we still have to work at until we're home with Him to get rid of. To say, Satan, get behind me. Something new that comes in that wants to take precedence over Jesus in our lives. For us to be able to continue to turn back to God, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. Most of our lesson text is going to come from 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to follow kind of like today anyways, how we did going through Mark. Renew me. All these, I couldn't believe all the people that use the concept of renewing me. There's a lot of substance abuse places, women's shelters, eye drops, renew, all kinds of medical things, groups, renew, restore, and also religious. But renew me. When we ask God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it is written, you are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you in his own kingdom and glory. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it. Not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. We gather together and renew ourselves and our spirits through looking at the word of God. God's word renews our hearts and our minds. So I ask us, do you just want to be renewed once a week this year, as we're starting a new year? Or would you want to be renewed each and every day? Just a question from God's holy word. If you don't have a habit of studying God's word, or just reading a verse of the day, that's what I do. There's some other things that I do, but one of the things I do to start my day is I always have a verse of the day that I look up in a certain place. Some places they'll send them to you, even if it's just one. Just one. Start with just one verse. To be able to be renewed each and every day. To walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. As you wake up each and every morning, do you plan to walk worthy of God? Are you thankful that you are part of his kingdom? You know, Jesus prayed, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Well, thy kingdom has come through Jesus. And we have an opportunity to be in that kingdom and to be living forever. To be renewed each and every day. You know, we studied the story of Cornelius' conversion and Peter's understanding of God's will for all people this morning in our Bible class. And one of the character traits of Cornelius was he was always praying. And this is a person, before he even became a Christian, always praying. How much more for us that have been saved, have been renewed, and want to continue to be renewed, should we talk to God daily in our lives? I know last week I talked about maybe some spiritual goals for the year, and I plead with us to consider to read God's word each and every day of our lives. Do you want God? There's a good point. Maybe a question even to ask myself. Don, do you want God each and every day in your life? Yes, I do. Do you need God each and every day in your life? I say, yes, I do. Okay, Don, how are you helping that? Are you talking to God each and every day in your life? Yes, I do. Are you absorbing his word each and every day in your life, Don? Yes, I am. I plead with us, if you don't have a habit of praying multiple times every day, if you don't have a habit of opening God's word or reading at least a verse a day, that you begin to do that.
it certainly helps to renew us. And why wait? It's a new year. Renew now. This all kind of, guess where this come from? License plates. It's a government concept. Uh-oh. There's just, anyways, isn't it artistic license? You don't have to worry about that because it's Google and you can just Google it, right? But renew now. Why wait? Why wait to make a plan in your life to follow Jesus more? Why wait to make a plan to read His Word more to have it in your heart? Why wait to pray a little bit more in your life? Why wait to forgive that person that has wronged you? Why wait to not grow in love and be who you really want to be for Christ? Renew your heart and your mind and your soul now. In Thessalonians chapter 3 it is written, "Now may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints." Now, you noticed I just mentioned, and I didn't do it on purpose, I guess, but it sure fall in there, about being able to be more loving in your life this year. And this passage says, may the Lord make you increase and abound. You know, so many people stop there and they start talking about material things. Not so with Christ. Not so in the kingdom of God. To increase and abound in love towards one another and to all. So that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness. Wouldn't it be great for 2020 to be the year of being blameless and being holy? Or to abound and increase in love? Certainly. In order to do that, sometimes we got to renew our heart. We got to sit down and get back to the simple things. People want to make faith and love and forgiveness very complex. You even have to go to somebody to get help, to learn how to do that, and it takes years to do that. Not so in Christ. Not so in Christ. God forgave the sins of all the world, past and present, instantaneously, the day Jesus sheds blood. And renewed hope when He was raised again. God showed His love to mankind so graciously that our hearts may be renewed and brought back to Him when that happened to our Savior. Isn't it something? Spiritual renewal has a picture of a plant popping up out of the ground. See, we think about that. Springtime, time for renewal, right? Time for things to grow, flowers to come up. But spiritual renewal. Do you feel complacent? Do you feel like you're not good enough? Do you feel like you're not doing enough? Do you feel like there's something left out in your life? It's one of two reasons. You don't really understand the love of God, or you're not placing your heart in God's hands. Because God says, follow me. God says, love as I've loved, forgive as I've forgived. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, To me, spiritual renewal is looking to Jesus. And without him, I tell you what,
I am going to start rule my household with an iron fist. And they all say, that's nothing new. No, but all the rules I'm going to make, and everybody's going to do exactly what I want in our house. Adam says, that's good, because I don't live in your house. Automatically, they start, even you guys are thinking, what kind of rules would he make? And gee whiz, would he be a good boss? And all those kinds of things. When it comes to spiritual matters, Jesus says, I love you, follow me. I want to be your Lord. I want to help you. I don't want, just like I was going to say, I'm getting ready to take charge. Jesus took charge when he died on the cross and said, I love you guys forever. I want to show you that love and forgiveness and mercy and grace is where the power is at in your lives, are the most precious things in your lives. When he said you got to serve to be a master, and the servant is greater than his master, he was saying people that love and obey and do their duty. And I don't know about you, but I need spiritual renewal in my life. I get tired of telling people at work the same old thing again. That's not safe. That's not safe. That's not safe. Sometimes when I preach, brothers and sisters and friends, it sounds like I might be a recording. That's sin. That's sin. That's sin. That's not safe. That's not safe. That's not safe. Jesus did that when he came here. It is written, it is written, it is written. And in order for us to be renewed, because we can come to places, those people at work that fall because they stand on the top rung of a ladder, or they get too close to high voltage, or they get up on a scaffold without a handrail, stop. Do it the safe way. And when Satan tempts us with sin, the same thing. God's word calls out to stop. And if there's not a safety guy there, or somebody that's trained in how to be safe, and you're trying to do it on your own, that's why we gather together the first day of the week, to look at God's holy word. We're not alone. Spiritual renewal comes from his word. Spiritual renewal comes from his word. The concept of I don't like being told what to do, man oh man, I still struggle with that. I want to be my own boss. But I will never grow the way God wants me to grow unless I open my heart up to him and let him be my boss for spiritual renewal. It's not within me to direct my past. It is written. In Thessalonians chapter 4, it is written, finally, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of or defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. How you ought to walk and to please God. The will of God is your sanctification,
in holiness. God wants us to be renewed each and every day by his words, by his love, by his forgiveness, by the blood of Christ. Time to renew. Hopefully you guys remember one slide of this lesson. Thessalonians 4, it is written, but concerning brotherly love, it's time to love one another. You have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you should also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. I'd like to use this passage next week, but I probably won't. Next week, our title of our lesson is Formulas. We're going to look at formulas from God's holy word. But this is a formula right here. So I'm going to start next week's lesson this morning, just real quick. Increase more and more to love one another. I ask us this morning to ask ourselves, do I love my brothers and sisters enough? Do I love them as Jesus loved them? Would I give my life for them? Last week, there were some brothers in Christ in Texas that loved their brothers and sisters enough to give their lives for them. Being as loving as we can be, we shouldn't feel like we're ever lacking anything, according to this passage. And we are concerned and worried about our example in the world and if we're doing enough. And if you're loving as Christ loved, and you're forgiving, and you're obeying God and walking in holiness and the things we've looked at in these passages, you should be confident that you're being renewed day by day. Renew your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Love your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Psalms 51 is written, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. David writes this years before Jesus came. But because he was a man of God and his heart was right with God, he recognized God's power to renew him and renew his spirit. Have you pleaded to God lately to renew your spirit, to revive you? Isaiah 40 is written, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Are you waiting on the Lord? Or are you going your own direction and doing your own thing? Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you may present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 2 Corinthians, it is written, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outwardly man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. This passage gives me a lot of comfort and strength because, I don't know about you, it's always something. It's my sinuses. It's my chest is congested. You know, I've got a numbness in my arm. Just, I go on and on about, that's what's bothering me right now. But it's irrelevant when I gather together with my brothers and sisters. It's irrelevant when I open God's word, because I'm being renewed with the inner man. My inner man is far more important than this old body. I almost said old fat, so I will. Old fat body. Titus, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Renewing of the Holy Spirit. Folks, we've been given the Holy Spirit of God. When we committed our lives to Him and our sins were washed away. But there's things that we can do to be refreshed, to be renewed, to be restored, to keep our hearts open to God so we don't harden our hearts. I plead with us this morning. As we think about the concept of renew, you became followers of us and the Lord that we renew ourselves, that we are following Jesus. So you became examples in all the Macedonia and Achaia to who those believe. We are examples. For you, the word of the Lord has sounded forth in every place. Are you going to share God's word with those you love and those around you, those you come in contact with? Are you going to have a renewed commitment to walk worthy of God who calls you into His kingdom and glory? May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all. Are you loving enough? Are you loving it all? You should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. It is possible for us to walk uprightly and righteously and holy and please God. Not that we may earn our salvation, but that we may glorify Him because He's created us and directed our hearts through His holy word, how we should walk. You yourselves are taught by God to love one another. Please listen to God and understand how love is supposed to work through God's holy word, not the world. But we urge you, brethren, since you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Ask God for His help. He is the great I Am. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Continue to pray for God. He will guide and direct your paths. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God's not done with us yet. The inward man is being renewed day by day. Confidence, the power of God working in our lives. Confidence, His love, His grace, and His mercy is there. Confidence, His hands are around us, protecting us, guiding us, helping us, loving us, and forgiving us, just as we ought to do all those that are around us. Renewing of the Holy Spirit. Feeling cleansed, feeling positive, feeling in Christ. If you're not in Christ this morning, if you haven't had your sins washed away by the waters of baptism and opening your heart to God, we plead with you to do that. If you have a need for prayers of congregation, we invite you to do that as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.
If you live for Jesus, then be always good.